I want that if anyone comes to fight me, if I keep my this, what is this called?
Palm.
On any of that person's head or anywhere, he should be dead. He should be burned at once. Brahma told me, yes, it will be like so. And now he went over the whole world. Sometimes some gods came to fight him, but he kept his hand on them and they burned. All knew the fact, and everyone wants to escape from that demon. He came to Yam. Yam is so brave and so majboot hai. He
is
powerful. So he came to Yam Maharaj. Yam Maharaj knew the fact and told that I cannot fight you. I am defeated. He told that I want to fight to anyone. I cannot live without fighting. Then he told that if he will go to Narayan and fight Narayan, then he will fulfill your wish and will kya churmar kar dega tumhe, he will kill you. He becomes so glad. Where he lives? He lives to where? Everywhere. I cannot say where he is. But if you meditate him, he will appear. So he began to meditate Narayan for fighting. Narayan appeared before him in Sankh Chakra Gada Padma. Narayan told that, why you have come to me and why you have remembered me? He told that, I want to fight anyone. But no world in whole world, I could not seek any person who is fit to fight me. I have heard that you are fit person to fight me. Narayan told that you are not fit for me to fight. He told that, why? Because your heart is trembling. Trembling means? Kampana? Shaking. Trembling. You cannot fight me. He told that, my heart is not trembling. You can see with your hands. So he was, and by doing so, he became flat and his mood. Cheated him and he was. Yet in Brahmand Puran, the word moor has been explained by four things. Mana, there are four meanings. Moor means a demon. Moor means kamtaap, santaap, and dukkha. Moorhara means killing the demon. Second is to take all the santap. Santap means any kind of and kamarog, hritarog. Hritarog, those who take the hritarog by his association, by meeting and also dukkha, calamity and others. Four meanings. Here means those who takes the kama roga. Yeah. Uruga. Because gopis had no santap, nothing like so, no demon there, only this thing, kama roga. And for kama roga, this daita is taking the feet of gopis breast. of Krishna, but not for them. Not for them. Uru Gayati here means Krishna has so much wish.
Yeah, he has desire for
Krishna. He has desire to do so.
They're doing it for his sake.
His sake. So gopis are by daya. Daya means?
Merciful.
Merciful. They are coming to quench the thirst of Krishna here. So Uru Gaya has this meaning, in inner meaning. So, Urugaya Padabja Raga Sikunkumena Daita Stanamanditena Tad Darsana Smara Rujatruna Rusitena Lipyanta Anan Kuchaus Jahar Stadad. Now we can read Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur.
Did you like to read? Read loudly.
Now, you have understand the meaning now? The in short, gopis are seeing. First they were concealing. Now by love and affection and calm, everything was coming out automatically against their wish. They are telling that, oh, Pulindis are so much fortunate that they are taking, rubbing the kumkum from grass and giving up their kamta. That kumkum, from where that kumkum came, it came from the feet of Krishna. Where Krishna feet took it? By the breast of any daita. Daitastana. Manditena, they have decorated by their the kumkum. And they kept the feet of Krishna upon their breast. And the kumkum came to Krishna feet. And Krishna feet went on grasses. And from grasses, this Pulindi have taken and give up their calm. But we are so unfortunate. Who is telling? That very Daita is telling. Whether they may be Sakhi or Radhika, they are telling that we have not so much affection for Krishna and services to Krishna. Like Pulinda also. Because the kumkum is not Krishna feet. No direct meeting with Krishna. The kumkum and that kumkum of gopis on grass and from grass they are taking and they become full of pain. But we see Krishna from near, but our stage is not becomes like this. So this Pulindi is more fortunate than us. Even grass is so fortunate, more than us. And that dust is also so much powerful. They are guessing and guessing. Now, you can read. Yeah, you can read.
Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. Now the effulgence of the lotus feet of the young daughter of King Vrishabhanu, which are manifesting that loving sentiment.
Now he has taken the name.
Radhika.
Who is Daita? Daita is Srimati Radhika. And Jiva Goswami has told that Daita means gopis are telling for that Daita. Or here Daita means Radhika is telling these words for them.
Which is the highest essence known as Madana.
Essence like Madana.
Or
I have told
Mahabha.
You. That is, I have explained.
The seventh stage of prema.
Seventh stage, Madana?
Seventh, highest stage of prema.
What is first?
First prema.
Prem,
Sneha,
Man, Pranay, Rag, Anurag, This is heaven.
And which is this, which effulgence of the lotus feet of Srimati Radharani is establishing how he is enchanting simply by any relation with him at all, even disregarding his transcendental qualities of beauty, playing the flute, and so forth. The Palindis, the wives of the Sabras, are complete, whereas we are incomplete. Therefore, the idea is we should try to inquire into what sort of austerities they have performed.
We should do.
Such an idea hints at their ecstatic attraction, anurag. But it may be questioned, how are they complete? That is answered by that divine kumkum powder in which is found the coloration, rag, ranjanam, of the lotus feet of Lord Urugaya. But where has this kumkum of his lotus feet been found? That is replied to. Which has decorated the breasts of his girlfriends, or in other words, which is attached to the breasts of his girlfriends because of his enjoying intimately with them. Therefore, the implication is, although we desire to glorify the great fortune of that kumkum, we cannot be so bold as to do so. Therefore, we will rather glorify the Pulindis. There's more. Do you want to read more? Should we read more? Although in this instance, the girlfriend is the daughter of Vrishabhanu herself.
I told everything. Both.
Nevertheless, because her attraction to him is so exalted, she is not specifically acknowledged here. But it may be questioned, where did these Palindis come in contact with those girlfriends of Krishna? By the kumkum which was attached, rusitena, laghinena, to the blades of grass. The idea is that this becoming attached to the blades of grass happened after Krishna enjoying with his girlfriends, when he was playing in the forest. But what occurred after that? By seeing the kumkum which was attached to the grass, they, the Palindis, experienced the torment of Cupid, Smara Ruk, Kandarpa Pida. In other words, they were thinking, we cannot imagine what happened to them when they caught sight of Krishna. And then, with great desire to smell the fragrance of the body of Krishna, they were smearing that kumkum upon their faces. And with the desire to relish the enjoyment he engaged in, they smeared it upon their breasts. Thus engaged, they were able to consider themselves enjoyed by Krishna and gave up that diseased condition, the distress caused by Cupid. Alas, they, the gopis, are thinking, this kumkum must have some special potency. We, they are thinking, on the other hand, have not been able to obtain even this kumkum within our entire lives. This same verse is cited in Srimad Ujjwala Nilamani under the topic of madanam, in showing how even when they are constantly enjoying with him, they automatically engage in glorification just by encountering his fragrance. According
to the symptom of madan, enjoying and enjoying, they are thinking that we have not enjoyed at all. This is the symptom of madan. Seeing and seeing Krishna, but yet they are thinking, I have never seen Krishna. I am seeing Krishna first time.
Because actually the kumkum was coming from their own breasts. Yet they said, we have no fortune.
No. This is madam. This is the madam. They forget everything and they want.
Divyan Madan.
No, Madan. In this case, they become Dibyunma, Chitrajalta, and so many things. The difference between Dibyunmad and Madan is that in meeting Prema Vaichitya comes, and in separation Dibyunmad and Chitrajalta comes.
According to the verse, Sada Bhoge Api.
This is Dibyunmad.
Since the state of Madana incorporates all the other loving sentiments, all kinds of intimate enjoyment and all kinds of pleasure exist within Madana. Therefore, this pastime also of the Palindis is one of the intimate mutual enjoyment, because Krishna automatically appeared together with that kumkum. Consequently, we should conclude that as described in the earlier verse of this chapter, Varnayat Yantyo Bidibhidi, Varnayantyo
Varnayantyo Abhire Abhire. They become mad when they were telling all these things. Abhire Abhire means puna puna. Puna puna?
Again and again.
Yeah. Like new and new things, and became mad. So it is.
He gives the translation. While describing the glories of Krishna, they embraced one another. This indicates that Krishna himself suddenly appeared, and they were engaged in embracing him. The same idea is stated in the verse, Sarva Bodhgamo Jasi Madano Yam Parat Paraha Rajati Ladini Share Radayam Eva Yasada.
Radha means, in Radha this Dibyunmad is there, and there Madanakya Bhav is there. So this Daita is Srimati Radhika.
This stage known as Madana is exalted in the topmost perfection, and it inspires the full-blown manifestation of all loving sentiments. It is the very essence of Ladini potency and is always present within Srimati Radharani.
That's today. This is one of the best slokas of Srimad Bhagavatam. If you want to some experience of this sloka, you will have to be the dasi of Srimati Radhika, not here, but there, that globe, Palya Dasi. Then we can guess anything. We are hearing, doing, but no sense, no effect. It is for lobe, for us. And those who have lobe, greed, they can taste something. They can do prema bhakti. Nainam kalo dasudharaya badanam gadagada rudhayani. And those who have not yet these things, they can have some taste, some love for these things. And if a very little ray of love, greed comes, then our life is perfect with him. And if no, then our Krishna bhakti sadhan is not there. I have told you that what is sadhan? Sadhan means it will be done for bhav, to manifest bhav in you. If you are doing for so, then it is called sadhan. Otherwise, not sadhan. in the Raganuga Bhajan. And in bhakti, sadhan bhakti, vaidhi bhakti, sramadam, kirtanam, smaranam, all going. We can have salvation, swarga, and praise in this world, and so many things by that upadhik bhakti. But it will be not called raganuga sadhan. And when bhavakti will come, bhavakti will be done for prema bhakti, then it is bhavakti, otherwise it is not bhavakti. Sadhan, when sadhan is done for bhav, then it is sadhan bhakti. क्या उल्टा है कति साध्य भवेत साध्य भावा साध्य भावा मीन्स द साधन विच मैनिफेस्ट भाव देन इट इज कॉल्ड साधन बट व्हेन एनीथिंग इज रिसीव्ड बाय साधन इट विल नॉट साध्य बट हियर इट इज टोल्ड दैट Nitya Siddha Bhavasya. Then how we will call it Nitya Siddha Bhav? Understand? Because it is Nitya Siddhi in Kamatmik, associates of Krishna. There it is. By sadhan, that bhav comes down in the heart of sadhan.
It doesn't mean, when we say nitya siddhasya bhavasya, it doesn't mean that it exists in a seed within the heart?
Something is there also, something is. By meeting there, it will come. Like pearls. Anywhere in other things, pearls does not come.
Swati nakshatra.
Swati nakshatra, water, plus that seed. If there is not seed, then it will not come. So Patri is our heart, jeev, and coming down that thing from there. Both mix. Yes.
I have a question about Raganuga Sadhana. You have told us a long time ago how when gopis are doing the arti, they do with their eyes, with their hearts, and that is the lamp, the ghee lamp. Now we, every day, sometimes we do the arti, and we offer agarbati, and then so many items, the water and the shank, then the cloth, then flowers, pushpa, and then chamra, and then peacock spin. So, what will be helpful for us to be thinking in our minds, for example, with the agarbati?
We will only remember, oh, gopis are doing all these things with their affection. We should remember the archan of arti of Lalita, Vishakha, and all that. It will be for Uddipana, as the sea peacocks, and we remember the pastimes of Krishna. By this also we can remember the gopis of these things.
When Lalita is offering water in the arti, what is she thinking?
There are so many thinkings. One, it may be that they have newly woked from Nishanta Lila, and she has water and giving on the face of so many things.
And when she offers the cloth?
That there are some symbols that they can tell Jatila and all others. So by the wish of Radhika, she is clearing all these things. So many things can be. Because Radha tells to, Srimati Radhika tells to Krishna, that you should do like this. Then Krishna sees towards gopis and they do like so. So there are those hearts are full of these raganuga bhajan. There may be better and better ideas.
That's why we're asking you.
But I cannot tell all these things which are the ideas of so superior devotees. I can guess very little. Yes. Kitna baj gaya? 12 baj gaya?
5 minute
baki hai. 12 bajne mein. Then swagatam, do swagatam to them. Open the door that they should not and go some place.
Srimati Radhika brings the Pulindi girl.
I've told you.
You did. And then I asked you what happens, and you would not answer at that time.
Raghunath Das Goswami has explained this. In his Dankili Komudi, but he has covered that thing that anyone cannot enter in that thing. He has told so many, he has taken the name of so many valuable money and manik, but we cannot guess that what is this money and manik.
In the Dankili Chintamani.
He has told everything, but we cannot.
Yeah, we cannot guess. Is there some commentary on this?
Who will do commentary?
Vishwanath Chakravarti.
Commentary or commentary.
Maybe Vishwanath Chakravarti has done.
But he has not this. To disclose manati, do nanga.
Spoil it.
It should be like that.
It must come in the heart of the root.
By parampara, sishya parampara, it should come. No one should know all these things. Otherwise, kaam and prem will be the same, and it will be destroyed.
It comes through sishya parampara. So, one day you will tell us these things.
When I will receive from my Guru Parampara, I will surely tell you. But I am waiting for that. I know that there is no greed, no desire to have it. Otherwise it may come. I want the greed, but actually no greed. By telling all these facts, yes, should have come. Hearts will be melted. No sign of hope. Actually, if Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, all these things, he used to test in Gambhira.
You said that we don't have greed, but hearing this a verse like this will develop greed. Is it
develop? Yeah, or come back, there is no greed. Only Srimad Bhagavat has, Srila Sukadeva Goswami has told all this. Those who have not greed, by reading, by sattva, they will have greed. And those who have greed, their greed will be go on.
And is it true that if there's any trace of worldly calm left, that also will go away by hearing it?
But there should be shraddha. Otherwise calm will come up and it will lead to hell. So we should not give chance to hear. If anyone has no taste in name, and Harikatha, he is not likely to see, to hear all this. Without greed, Sukhdeva Goswami has warned us. You should not be disclosed to kamis.
Karmis. Kami.
Kami, karmi, all. Worldly things.
Oh.
One has krodh, kaam, ves. You should not hear.
But we have, at least I have all these things. So why are you...
I thought that you have no calm cold look. So I, but if you have, then I have done mistake.
I have all of those things.
Then I have been cheated by you.
But you cannot be cheated. You are much more intelligent. But still, even though I have all those things, I still want to hear these things from you.
That's why I ask, whatever is there is going away.
It is going away, that's what you're asking?
Yeah.
You're saying it's going away.
I believe that, and even though that's the benefit we're getting, we don't cry when we hear, but any last trace of calm is going gone forever.
Because Srimad Bhagavat has given so aswasan diya.
Blessing.
Blessing.
It has given that blessing.
Consolation.
33rd chapter.
Shadanvito sunyatya parnayetya. Bhaktya param. Bhakti will come and it will throw out all the kams. Otherwise kam will not go.
Anyway, please do not, even though we are not qualified, please do not.
I have nothing to conceive. I have no such bhakti and no such greed. I am telling like parrot part by a breed. Nothing. Really. I want a greed, pure greed. But when I judge myself, then I see that nothing is.
What to speak of our position?
You may be more than me. Your great may be.
You once told us that to praise someone beyond what they are is a big insult. So actually you are being kind to us by insulting us now.
I see Gop Kumar meeting with Uddhava and Narada. You remember?
Yeah.
You have read?
Yeah.
They are thinking, how strange is that this Gop Kumar is more superior than us. But we are consolating him. Actually, he is more superior. So when I explain all these things, I see that Krishna likes that he should help them so that they may go up to that person, up to me also. So I am helping. As a Kathputali, you know? Kathputali? I am Kathputali.
Now the puppeteer must be hungry. We should let you take your prasad, otherwise we will be, puppets will be dead. So,
learn it. But one was quite ignorant. He did not know read and write. He used to serve by cooking, by washing clothes and all other things. But he used to hear very patiently. One day he was out, and this pastime is of Badrinarayan. Shankaracharya and his all companions and those there, one side of Ganges. And he had gone to other side by a pool. All were sitting. And they were telling that he should begin. But yet he was silent. Again and again they requested. But he was silent. The time was going on. It became that pool was what? Tut gaya. Pool became
broken.
Broken. And he could not come. But he knew that this our Guruji will start Vedanta in the nick of time. So he jumped in Ganges. It was very hard to cross the Ganga there. Very fast current. But yet anyhow, living, having the clothes of his Gurudev on head, anyhow he crossed the river. And very swiftly he came to his Gurudev. And when he came, all knew that, all were telling to Shankaracharya. He is quite ignorant, he does not know any ABCD. But why you are waiting for him? He was not telling anything, he was silent. But when he came, and he did so many stav in Sanskrit language, so vast words, and they have never heard that words even, what he uttered. And they at once became astonished. Shankaracharya has done anything in him. And then they began to more Shraddha than before, to Shankaracharya and also to that Shishya. So he was waiting for them. I am not so so powerful as Shankar, but I heard
dull.
From Shankar, our Gurudev.
We are quite dull by that point. At least one part is similar.
Our Guru, you used to tell us all these things.
So you are expecting Giriraj to be coming with the water city.
उनको कहो जो जल्दी से आ जाए जाओ
ना ना ना
जल्दी कहो जल्दी आप आइए अरे तो ऐसे कर दो नॉक्ट
Oh,
Giriraj! Hare... Hare...
This phone, I think, is not important.
Yeah,
I
mean,
it doesn't... It can't be anything. The other friend, this is a job for you.
One jump.
Our Guru Maharaj knew so much historical facts. So much historical facts. He used to tell that Srila Prabhupada Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati also knew the history of so many persons. All the persons of his time, before time, and everything. what were the vichar kahte hain, thoughts of
ideas
of so many sampradaya, sahajiya, sakhi, bheki and Shankaracharya and all others. He was their specialist person, Srila Prabhupada.
They say that he had a photographic memory.
Walking encyclopedia.
Guru Maharaj used to tell all his pastimes.
What?
Without Hanuman you cannot come.
I have no strength.
बैठ जाइए यहीं पर बीच में. This will carry the weight of four.
This?
Yeah. No problem. No problem. We are light. You are heavy.
Yes, you can see there's four of us, but the bed is sagging with the two of you.
हंताय मत्तय बला हरिदास वरिजो जद राम कृष्ण चरण स्पर्श प्रमोद मानं तनोति स गोगणयोस्तयोर्यत् पानीय सूयव सकंदर कंद मूदय हंताय मत्तय बला हरिदास वरिजो जद राम कृष्ण चरण स्पर्श प्रमोद मानं तनोति सह गोगणयोस्तयोर्यत् पानीयसु यवसकंदर कंदमोद. Gopis, you are hearing all these things? Hantaya matra bala haridas. He abale. Abala means Sakhi, gopis. He is telling to gopis. Why abala? Because they have no power. They have no fortune to touch the lotus feet of Krishna. They are unfortunate. So abala. Really, gopis are not abala. They are sabala because they are herself, they are powerful, shakti, energy they are. And energy of Krishna. So they are not abala. They are sabala. But yet they are seeing by their inner eyes that a dust of Vrindavan is so lucky. A grass, a tree, any pond, the particles of water and everything in Vrindavan, whereas Thaur and Jankar are so fortunate to have the darshan of Krishna. Also, what to take darshan? Some of them play to Krishna, play with Krishna, and they have this. Touching fortune is, fortune of touching Krishna lotus feet, hands and everything. Those who cannot walk, Krishna can walk to them. And on tree he climbs, in ponds he takes baths, to creepers he takes flowers from creepers, as Priyasi, as he is cutting this thing to them. To cows he does like so, to calves he loves so much to all calves. So everything, every thing of Vrindavan are more fortunate than us. So we are avala. So avala, hantaya ammat adra avala. Hanta, hanta, ha hanta, hanta. Hanta